Reading with Chalene by Diane Dibb Forbes. I know that my daughter, despite her disabilities, will one day recall with understanding that which she is reading. Repetition. It's a big part of the total rhythm of life when you live with and teach a person with disabilities. But eventually results come as each lesson taught so patiently is grasped and made indelible. By small means, the Lord can bring about great things. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 29. My husband and I, and our two older children, Holly and Marin, saw the rewards of repetition, a kind of miracle, slowly unfold in our family, while all did their part to help teach Chalene how to read. Chalene was born with a rare neuromuscular condition. She experienced epileptic seizures almost every day during the first several months of her life. A series of surgeries corrected many of her physical problems. Though left with a permanently straight leg, a permanently bent arm, and no biceps, she could move around well and do basic manual tasks by the time she was age 7. But there were other problems. Our little girl, troubled in so many physical ways so early in life, did not develop mentally in normal ways. She has complex learning disabilities. For example, she sees the world differently than most people, and ordinary patterns of living make no sense to her. The Lord God showeth us our weakness, that we may know that it is by His grace and His great condescensions unto the children of men that we have power to do these things. Jacob chapter 4, verse 7. The struggle to tutor this perplexing child was compounded by unknown factors. She didn't learn to talk until she was nearly 4, and neither we nor a number of experts were able to interest her in reading. By the time Chalene was 8 years old, she was still resisting any urgings that the letters of the alphabet could be used for anything more than elements of design in her quirky, colorful, and lovely drawings. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 21. Please help us to teach Chalene to read. That compelling desire naturally worked its way into our family prayers. We needed help from someone who understood the riddle of Chalene. After an especially earnest effort in beseeching the Lord, we went to our stake semi-annual conference. One of the speakers said, "If any of you have a child with a reading problem, I promise you that the problem can be overcome as you help the child read the Book of Mormon." Although my recollection of much of the talk is blurred, I remember clearly that the phrase, "I promise," kept resounding in my ears. But Chalene was not merely having problems reading, she couldn't read at all. I wondered if the speaker's solution could work for Chalene. I decided to give it a try. One verse a day. I pointed to each word and said it aloud. At first, Chalene seemed to pay little attention to what I was doing or saying. But we persisted, day after day. Soon, Chalene started looking at where my finger was pointing. I don't recall the time frame of it all, but I do remember that remarkable day when I pointed to a phrase and was startled to hear Chalene say, "And it came to pass." I gasped. Chalene had broken the reading barrier. We gave thanks. The journey had begun. I will give unto the children of men line upon line, for unto him that receiveth I will give more. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30. Line upon line, Chalene made her way into the world of reading. Her sheer mechanical ability to read became strengthened as she developed the skill to phonetically explore. Yet her reading comprehension remained practically zero. Chalene simply liked the activity of reading, and that amazed us. Not long after finishing her Book of Mormon primer, of which she understood little, she was further helped in school by a specialized program. Chalene seems to be blessed with a gift for liking words and sounds. She utterly delights in them. She does sometimes ask what certain words mean, but as often as not, she doesn't pay attention to our responses. She just likes how new and different words feel in her mouth. I remember the time Chalene encountered the word omnipotent. She repeated it over and over in great delight. What is Chalene's special affinity for the Scriptures? Refreshment? Things lovely and of good report? I don't know. All I know is that she really seems to like reading scriptures. She knows that some sections or verses represent chastisement from the Lord, while others bespeak peace and beauty and hope. Whatever a particular passage of scripture offers, Shalene finds satisfaction in the emotional foray. Though Shalene clearly doesn't understand most of what she reads, I'm convinced that the spiritual essence gets through to her. She is very sensitive concerning what the Lord wants. When any hint of contention arises in her home, Shalene comes forward with her admonition, "Now you know that the Lord does not like contention." "That which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good is inspired of God." Moroni chapter 7, verse 13. When Shalene's love of sounds and nuance and rhythm became so evident during her readings in the Old Testament, I realized that her lack of understanding had not kept her from enjoying the Scriptures. Then I thought, why should she be denied exposure to great works of literature while on earth? I knew Shalene would comprehend very little of the action or philosophies presented in a great literacy classic, but I could give simple explanations that she could grasp. I had no doubt that she would enjoy the words and the time together with me. One lazy Sunday afternoon, I opened two books of the complete works of Shakespeare. I showed Shalene the lists of titles of his plays and asked her which one she wanted to read. "Macbeth," she said with decisiveness. She and I took turns reading the various parts. In spite of her educational gaps, Shalene has a tenacity for certain things. She has a good memory. For example, once I said, "You will be Duncan, Lennox, and Ross in this scene. I'll be the rest of the people." And then Shalene would enjoy correcting me whenever I forgot which of the characters she was supposed to be. And so we moved onward. We read only on Saturdays and Sundays for an hour or two. The miracle of the line-upon-line principle was made manifest to me. The months passed. When we finished all of Shakespeare's plays, it was on to Dante's Divine Comedy. In this work, we each read alternating pages. Then we waded through Homer's Iliad. We finished reading Milton's Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained and moved onward. Shalene was 17 years old when we started our project. Now, 8 years later, our list of the classics we have read fills 2 pages. I'm still in awe of Shalene. And because of your diligence and your faith and your patience with the Word, by and by ye shall pluck the fruit thereof. Alma chapter 32, verse 42. I believe that Shalene will one day be able to recall in greater clarity and understanding much of what she is putting into her mind. At present, the bulk of what she has read embellishes her own peculiar view of life with delightful embroidery. While we were reading Shakespeare, Shalene would often address me as "my liege." Odd phrases from Dante or Homer or Milton show up in Shalene's daily comments. Sometimes the usage is strange and inappropriate. Always it causes the listener to stop and think. In the reading of Shakespeare, Shalene was exposed to a vocabulary of approximately 18,000 different words. While reading the Old Testament, she plowed her way past approximately 20,000 different words. They float around in her head, unmoored by reason. At a recent testing, Shalene's reading comprehension was determined to be at a 3.3 grade level. Her vocabulary level is comparable to that of a third grader's. I smile at those statistics that supposedly define Shalene's abilities. So much more is locked inside. Someday, I believe, the fruition will come. "He that hath the Scriptures, let him search them." 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 14. As Shalene continues her adventures in reading, she always comes back to the Book of Mormon. It was the keystone. Somehow, Shalene knows that. And by continued reading of the Book of Mormon, Shalene is slowly, yet surely, gaining an understanding of basic gospel precepts. After having traversed the complexity of the Bible, reading the Book of Mormon must be refreshing for her. The Book of Mormon uses a vocabulary of only approximately 3,500 words, if we don't count the words used in the quotations from Isaiah. An average 8-year-old has a vocabulary of about 3,600 words. The average adult is said to understand and use somewhere between 11,000 and 13,000 words. What a blessing that a book full of eternal truth, the Book of Mormon, is presented in such clear simplicity that it can be easily read by a child. Shalene is often called upon to read scriptures in the Gospel Doctrine class. I locate the reference, and she reads with feeling. The class is impressed. Neither I nor any member of our family takes credit for her achievement. We were blessed of the Lord. Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Doctrine and Covenant, Section 64, verse 33. Note, Diane Dibb Forbus serves as Relief Society Spiritual Living Teacher in the Rexburg 16th Ward, Rexburg, Idaho, East Stake. End of note. Gospel topics, Book of Mormon, Eternal Perspective, Literacy, Motherhood, Teaching. End of the article, Reading with Shalene, by Diane Dibb Forbus.